concept and reality. Decision, concept or reality?
It depends on what you mean by decision. Is it not a decision to reach a cup?
I think in a way everything we do is a decision, or everything we don't do is a decision to remember the strength in which you decide to stretch out your hand, even though you don't think about it.
But we don't have to think in words that I'm going to reach a cup. So
if you don't think in words, how do we think of it?
It's conditioned by wanting to reach a reality which wants.
Intending and attaining.
There must be intention. Chetana, chetasika, or volition.
We say that by deciding we mean intending to do something, then it can be a reality. Intention. Intention.
Only convention is not reality. Do you mean the thinking stay?
Does it stay? No, it's fairly clear that it doesn't stay, and yet...
when you move, do you think that I will move?
No, but moving is still conditioned by some thinking, some time ago. It seems that.
Thinking is very wide meaning. Because there is thinking after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So it depends on what level of thinking we are talking about. When one makes decision, isn't it just thinking? And thinking cannot stay. But one thinks that one does something conditioned by the previous thinking. But thinking has fallen away quite a long time ago. But thinking can arise again.
Well, on the level of realities, it seems that it's irrelevant whether it's here or there, because in actual fact, in terms of seeing here and there, it does not exist, has no bearing on the scene, on direct experience. But in terms of understanding how thinking as a reality conditions different actions in our lives, I think this,
but it does not stay. The thinking does not stay. So when one moves one's hand, it doesn't mean that one has to think first. The moving, the reaching is conditioned.
Well, it certainly seems that there are many things where there is no decision. For example, we say that
there is decision most of the time. Decision.
Most of the time it seems as if there's...
Decision to move?
No. Decision to like or not like? No.
Decision to speak? No. No decision?
Well, sometimes it seems as if decision.
So you mean that whenever one speaks, there is no decision?
Sometimes.
Not every time?
Is this on the level of intention? You saying that decision is like intention? Same as intention?
Decision is thinking. Decision is intention. Many jetasikas arise together at moment of thinking or making decision. Not necessary to be thought. It's decided by a reality all the time to move, to get up, to change, to cook, to cut, to think. But when one lives in conventional world, one thinks that decision is only when it's conventional. Planning to do, to go, to live.
So, when there is decision on, in conventional terms, to do something, and conditions facilitate the working out of that decision, it seems as if it was the deciding. You're saying that in actual fact the deciding has nothing to do with the changes that follow the decision.
I think the decision arises most of the time. It's not necessary to be thought or thinking or anything. Whatever one does is motivated by decision.
Intention. What's the difference between intention and decision?
Can there be decision without intention?
No, mm-hmm.
That's why intention arises with each moment. But when it's not conventional, one does not say that it's decision. Because usually one thinks that decision is only when it concerns idea or thought.
You're saying that in conventional terms, deciding is many moments, whereas in reality, intention is only one moment.
Each moment.
Each moment.
decision to speak?
Perhaps it's an indication of how much we live in the conventional world, mm-hmm. that is, the deciding is so important.
And taking the reality which decides for us, I make a decision. Well, every action is decided by that reality.
Are there such things as good decisions and bad decisions? For example, if we have to decide about something like changing our where we live or our job or something, we place a lot of importance on doing it for the right reason. We try to analyze why we want to make this move or whether it's getting easier. And we say that, well, if you're changing your job, for example, just to get more money, it's not a good, it's not a wholesome decision. But if you're changing your job, some other reason might be because you'll be able to help more people by doing that job, then it's a good decision. Or it's doing it, it's deciding for the right reason.
Is it not good thinking, right thinking, and wrong thinking? When we use the term decision, can we change it into thinking? If there is no thinking, can there be any decision? So decision is only thinking, which can be right or wrong. There is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Enough. Thinking in words and thinking of shape and form, thinking of sound, one at a time. No more than 6 doorways. Why do you want to separate thinking and decision?
It seems somehow that a decision seems to be a moment of thinking that is the culmination of many other moments. Still a moment of thinking that seems to somehow embody what one has been thinking or how.
Are you making decision now? Because there are many processes of thinking as well, but one is speaking. Can there be a story when there's just a moment of thinking?
No.
There must be many.
Right.
So making decision must have many processes of thinking as well. That's all. Same thing. Moment of packing, cooking, breathing. enlightened then after thinking? It arises by thinking or by conditions?
What arises?
After thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Does it arise by thinking or does it arise by conditions?
No matter what.
So it's not by one's decision. Decision is only thinking moment. But what will be seen is conditioned. Not by
thinking. If you didn't make that decision, what happened would happen? The decision doesn't make the result happen, but the result does depend on the decision to some extent.
How do you know that it depends on thinking?
Seems like the thinking is one of the conditions.
We don't think about the plane crashing. We think of going somewhere. But when it happens, it doesn't happen by thinking, our own thinking.
Probably sometimes influence. I mean, we have lots of examples in our lives, lots of experiences where we think a lot about making it, taking this particular choice, and in the moment we take the opposite choice, and we're often, you know, surprised that this is a reminder in a way that our accumulation of the conditional factors around any action are quite beyond our control, and all the days and years of thinking and planning just comes for nothing when it comes to the actual moment. Still, there are other kinds of cases where a lot of our daily routines, where we have kind of developed relationships between thinking and the axis and controlling it kind of the thinking seems to have greater influence on the action as a result. So the element of wrong understanding when we think about thinking brings about that particular action. This is not true.
So we have to find out the real condition for anything which arises each moment, whether it's conditioned by our own thinking or by its conditions, its own condition.
Isn't our thinking one of its conditions? Isn't our thinking one of its conditions?
Thinking has fallen away.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, we don't know. Sometimes it arises, just like our own thoughts or thinking. Sometimes it doesn't, because it arises by its own conditions. But we think that it arises by our thinking or our own thoughts.
Well, some things cannot arise without some thinking. Thinking must be a condition for some things to arise. Monkeys cannot make tape recorders. For tape recorders to arise, there must be some thinking involved at some point.
Not by conditions?
One of the conditions is some beings have got to think about it. Is that right? There must be thinking. To produce this, there must be thinking. Somewhere.
Thinking arises almost each moment.
Right.
Not only thinking that I will make a tape recorder, even while one is making, there must be thinking as well.
Yeah.
So each moment.
Right. So what I'm saying is thinking must be one of the conditions that gives rise to tape recorders.
To something. Not only people.
Yeah, many. But there are many events that cannot arise if there's no thinking.
We can say that, but thinking is not self, and thinking cannot stay. So
yes.
There can be thinking which conditions the movement of the body or the action.
Yes. So that's what I mean. So thinking must be a condition for action. There must be thinking. Some actions cannot be understood without understanding that there must be some thinking as a condition for this action.
It's everyday life. Like thinking of tea.
Yeah.
Thinking of drinking tea. Thinking of writing. Thinking of everything in one's life. But thinking is thinking. It arises and falls away. It conditions the moving of the body.
Right. And it conditions more thinking about more moving the body in the same direction. There's some chains.
It does. But it's thinking. Only thinking. And thinking is thinking.
What do you mean only? Only?
A moment of thinking. Conditions of speaking. Conditions of speaking can be known. Conditions of action can be known. Not directly. When one speaks, there must be thinking first. Which conditions different voices? By knowing how to make such voice automatically.
When you say such a voice, you mean like a kind voice or angry voice or
word?
At what moment?
This moment.
Yes. At what moment is there the understanding that these words are conditioned and thinking?
When there's awareness of the conditions of that voice, of that word.
Is that a different moment for the awareness of sound?
Mm-hmm. So at this moment there can be awareness of sound or of thinking, of the meaning, the defining of that sound, or the intention. Sometimes one speaks in mind, thinking, not speaking yet. What is the difference between thinking and speaking? Thinking things. It thinks. No matter when one is speaking or just thinking. But when there is speaking, there is also voice, condition for such voice. thoughts, not only thinking. So one can see thinking as a reality of which thinks, and sound is another reality and is conditioned by thinking. Sometimes thinking doesn't condition sound. Sometimes thinking does. So one can understand conditions.
What is the difference between a moment when perhaps there's thinking in the world? And the next moment when there is speaking, what is it has made the difference? Is it intention that has made the difference?
There is intention in each moment. Different intentions. So one can see that sometimes it's only thinking, and sometimes it's also speaking. Not only thinking. And softness touching different parts. So.
What the lips is the experience?
Lips and tongue. And there is no intellectual understanding at all, can there be condition for awareness to aware? That's why it's impossible just to practice without any understanding. There can be awareness of the reality while I'm speaking, for sure. Different worlds at different times. They cannot be the same world in a moment. Just one world at a time. So, how many worlds? One or six, or more. One moment, one will. But one say that there is a moment at a time, just one moment at a time. One is so sure to say that there is one moment at a time. Because just a reality can appear at a moment, in a moment. In order to know that there is just a moment at a time, because a reality can appear just one at a time.
What you mean is no matter how hard one tries, one will never be able to see the experience of reality appearing at the same time.
No matter?
No matter how hard one tries.
With intention, with desire, or with right understanding?
Right understanding. Even with right understanding.
But couldn't you say that if you can experience two realities at the same time, then it would not be either of those realities. It would be another totally different reality. What is the definition?
Well,
I don't know. It's, to me, it's a little bit like if you've got beer and you've got Coca-Cola. If you taste beer, you've got the taste of beer. Coca-Cola, you've got to taste the Coca-Cola. But if you try to taste both of those at the same time, it's impossible. You cannot. That's impossible, because you'll just have another taste, totally different to both of them. And the same with reality. How can you know a certain reality if you have two at the same time? And you can't know either one of those. You must know some reality that is a mixture of those two.
What about hearing the sound?
They'd have to be, you couldn't possibly have hearing and sound, could they? Because they wouldn't be hearing and sound. They wouldn't be two things. They'd have to be a mixture of both of them. So they're not hearing, it's not sound. It's something else, which we don't have.
Hearing is sound.
It's still not hearing, and it's not sound. It's something else, and we don't have that.
A moment of hearing sound.
Hearing sound, but not sound, because it's not sound. The moment of hearing sound.
A moment of hearing sound.
The moment of hearing.
Sound.
Sound. Sound of hearing.
Yeah.
It does.
A moment of understand hearing, a moment of understanding sound. Different moments.
Understanding has to be different moments. You can't have the understanding of hearing and
sound the same time. Does the sound come around as well? Does the sound
no,
arrive
no.
around?
So we're talking about awareness or not?
Yes, but this is right. Awareness is here.
If it's not like this, then it's not beginning. If it's not like this, it will not be the beginning.
Like this, but not this.
Cannot not separate
sure.
Sound and hearing instantly. Immediately, then there's awareness. It takes time to develop right understanding. Beginning from having intellectual understanding and then developing awareness and right understanding. Until right understanding grows and grows. If it does not grow, it cannot see reality as they are, sound as sound and hearing as hearing. It's not enough just to know or to understand that hearing is not sound. It can be proof. It can be direct experience. That sound cannot be hearing and hearing cannot be sound.
Is it aware of the thinking that results after sound and music?
It awares of a reality which experiences sound.
Yes, but isn't this reality a type of thinking?
Thinking things of words.
Yes.
But awareness is aware of the experiencing. The element which hears, which experiences sound, which cannot see, which cannot think, but can hear. An element of hearing. The seeing cannot do anything. The hearing cannot do anything. It just hears or sees. It cannot walk, it cannot wash. Seeing what? So it's pusilatitta or apusilatitta which condition those moments, those actions. The vipassitta can do. Here, smell, taste. thinking moments cook, the thinking makes tape recording. Kusala citta or akusala citta?
Right. It can be either.
Mm-hmm. Usually it's lopamula citta. Lopamula citta. It always arises because lopa mula citta always arises. Because there are conditions for its arising more than other citta. Not necessary.
What would the characteristic of wrong view be, say, in the case of the control?
What view is there? What view is there? But one does not worship it.
No.
Takes it for
something. So it's Sakaya Ditti or Adana Ditti. Only Sakaya. Never. One is attached to that being. So it must be lopa which is attached.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like that feel. Being attached to that feel. Not necessary. An arahata can see tepikara as tepikara. It follows the process of seeing, thinking about shape and form, understanding that moment that it's conventional truth, following the absolute truth. Usually when we talk about shape and form, we think of visible objects. Either one. Sometimes we think of something like shape or in some sense. Sometimes we think of form in another sense. But it's thinking of the description of arising. That thing for permanent thing. It does not arise, it does not fall away. It's permanent. It's something permanent. It's not only visible object. And that idea, that concept is Sakkaya Ditti. Taking different things for one thing. Taking different realities for a thing. A being. A person. Different realities for a thing. Visible object is not hardness.
Does it mean that the universe that is alive, the mostly concept?
Ditti is concept. Ditti is absolute reality of wrong concept. Or wrong view is real. Whenever it arises, it has wrong view. Concept of wrong view. A wrong concept. What is the best view? It cannot understand realities as they are. Sotapanna does not doubt about thinking. that it's thinking which thinks at the sea.
At every moment?
Not necessarily.
But there are many, many moments.
There must be thinking process at the sense process.
Yes.
And one cannot stop the thinking process to arise at the sense process. So Asotapanda has no doubt about this truth. Because there is awareness of seeing, there is awareness of thinking. Not all the time, but there is no doubt about the arising and falling away of conditioned realities. That's different realities.
There is no awareness of a particular reality for but it seems to me that it would just be conventional thinking. When you say that there is no self,
can a Sotapanna think? Sotapanna has loba, but he knows that it's a condition of reality.
At every moment when loba arises?
Why every?
Well, because if there is not that understanding at the moment, then there must be moments when there would be taking loba for the sake.
When one has the full understanding of realities as they are thinking, as a moment of thinking, different from seeing and hearing, can one take that thinking for self?
A shape and form which I recognize and call a cup of tea, but I don't perceive it as a composite reality, as a composite of different realities.
The one who develops satipatthana begins to understand the moment of absolute truth and the moment of conventional truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At moment of seeing, it's not the moment of conventional truth at all.
Yes.
But conventional truth is moment of thinking.
Yes, I'm talking about the moment of thinking following the moment of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That moment of thinking recognizes the shape of the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And gives it a name, or classifies it, says cup of tea. It's a well-known shape and form, have been seen before, it's recognized by memory. And there's no, up until now, it doesn't have, there's no wrong view, it seems.
At moment of thinking of a cup.
Yeah.
It's conventional truth.
No, I'm talking about absolute truth.
But there is thinking of a cup. Right?
The thinking of a cup.
Well,
there are two processes here that are different.
Mm-hmm.
One is the seeing. Then there's thinking first stage, and that is recognizing the shape and form. Without thinking of it as a cup, recognizing the shape and form being a recognizable form of a cup or a paper. Then there is a third stage, which is prediction, or the knowledge that this is a cup, namely the prediction that if I touch it, there will be hardness. It's a different moment. First is recognition, it's just connecting it with memory and giving it the name. But there's also the knowledge. A moment later there's a knowledge that if you touch it, there's some hardness there. So is there a wrong view? In the first moment, is there a wrong view just typically not as a thing but as a shape, as a memory of a shape?
Is that a view?
It's thinking, but it's not thinking of a thing. It's just a name for a visual object.
One can look at this tape recorder for a long time, and there's thinking of this thing ultimately, with seeing,
yes,
and thinking, seeing,
yes,
and thinking. Is there any view, any wrong view, what one is thinking about it? Or is it only thinking about it without wrong view? Just thinking about it?
I think it's just thinking about it without wrong view.
Mm-hmm.
But there is thinking about it with wrong view, thinking that this is the thing, the composite reality, self.
Arahata understands each reality of each doorway as it is.
Yes.
At moment of seeing, no doubt about seeing and visual object. At moment of thinking, and Arahata understands so well about thinking that it's not seeing and visual object. But thinking is only conditioned. And Arhata does not stop thinking. Thinking cannot be stopped.
Is there wrong thinking?
Hmm?
Is there wrong thinking? Thinking with wrong view.
For an Arhata?
No, for somebody who's not an Arahant.
They can be wrong with that moment of thinking of a thing as a permanent thing, something which stays, like people and things. These are people and these are things.
Are there levels of wrong thinking about permanence, or is this just a yes-no situation?
One can ask oneself whether one really has such strong belief that people are real, realities are not real.
I understand that, but is there other degrees of wrong view?
Many,
levels?
Many degrees.
So wrong view is eradicated in stages also?
Until it's absolutely eradicated by moment of experiencing Nirvana.
Characteristic of thinking with wrong view is permanent, is thinking the visual object is permanent. What is it?
It's not the understanding visual object as visual object. It thinks that what is real is not visual object.
Yes.
A being is real. Visible object is not just visible object, so it's not real. Because it's something, it's being or thing. Is that right or wrong?
It's wrong. I'm trying to understand wrong view. What is wrong with you? How does one conclude that there is a thing? Where is the thing?
One always has wrong view when there is no understanding of realities as they are. Visual object is just visual object, no thing, no being in it. If one has such view that there must be being, thing that is wrong.
What is being?
This being, that being, human being, animals. Because a view is thinking.
Yes. So what? There's some thinking that is not wrong view, and some thinking that is not wrong view.
it's only thinking about shape and form, so it's not wrong view.
Right.
But when there is view or point of view or idea or concept which is wrong about that reality, then it's wrong view.
It's just, it seems to me that thinking after recognition of shape and form, there is some process of thinking which for convenience assumes that there is a thing.
But
then it makes a mistake and takes it for a real thing.
Yeah, but it's not a point of view, or it's not a wrong understanding at that moment. It's only thinking about the object which is seen. It's only the idea or thoughts about the object which is seen and heard.
Yeah.
So it's not wrong view because it's not point of view.
Where does wrong view arise in this process? If it arises, where does wrong view arise? In the process of looking at the before then seeing arises, then perception arises, recognition of shape and form arises.
There can be attachment or aversion, but it's not wrong view.
There
no view at all, just thinking about it.
Yes.
Thinking is not always wrong view, it's only thinking about it.
Yes.
Has some view. Depending on one's accumulation. Some people do not have any view at all, just live and having attachment and aversion.
They don't have a view. They don't.
Might not care much about any view, just live and life at this time.
But how is it possible, exactly, to have no intellectual understanding about reality, to go ahead and make plans for, say, getting something that one wants without having one view?
When you ask them about their view, they would say, I don't know.
Oh yes, but they may say they don't know, but they
no view.
As if getting this is important and doing.
But when you ask, is this permanent or is it not permanent? They say they don't know. They don't have any view. They don't mind. Is there life after death? They don't mind. They say they don't know. No view about life after death.
But nonetheless,
but deep in their mind,
yes, there is.
If they question themselves, they'll have some view.
Yes,
but they don't think
their
much about it.
Their attachments, particularly, are to things.
But
they're not attached to visual objects or to feeling. They're attached to that thing, one thing. One thing. They want something, or they want to be with some person, or if one person dies, they first.
That's why even they say that they don't have any view at all, they have the latent tendency of Sakkaya Ditti.
The act of having view, for example, is wrong view.
Yes, but it's thinking about Tepikota. They don't show that it's their view about Tepikota. They just like it. They just want it. They don't think much about views.
Wrong thinking is only unwholesome thinking. Thinking with wrong view, that's what has to be eradicated. Wrong thinking, unwholesome thinking, it is not eradicated in the beginning. It continues. And the only
must be conditioned because it's as cetasika which arises. If it does not arise, it's only latent tendency of wrong view, which means that it's not absolutely eradicated yet. But when there is no conditions for it to arise, it does not arise.
For example, at any time when we are thinking conventionally, it seems that that is implicitly wrong view.
No view.
No view.
Because people think that there must be right or wrong views. When it's not right, it has to be wrong. Or when it's not wrong, it has to be right. But it doesn't mean that there is right understanding all the time. As there is no right understanding all the time, so there is no wrong understanding or wrong view all the time.
But in our daily lives, when we think and plan and make the decisions we're talking about before about people and things and things.
Like asotapanna, there is attachment but no wrong view.
But the fact that we are thinking about things which are not being, we're thinking about them as if they were real. As if they lasted. We may not say to ourselves, I think that so and so lasts. And
this is the difference between a sotapanna and a worldling. Because a sotapanna doesn't have any latent tendency of any kind of wrong view at all. Because of the developed panya or right understanding has eradicated wrong view completely, while the others do not have that level of understanding yet. And it doesn't mean that right understanding always arrives with kusalakita of sotapanna. Sometimes it arises and sometimes it doesn't.
Not either or, sometimes the citta is accompanied by right understanding, sometimes by wrong view, and sometimes by neither.
Not necessary to, as right understanding does not always arise with citta, so wrong understanding does not always arise.
That's right, so there are some cittas that have no right understanding and no wrong understanding.
There are eight types of loka mudita. Four with wrong view and four without wrong view.
Right. So attachment to pleasant feeling, for example, is no view. But it's attachment to a reality, not to a thing.
Mm-hmm.
can you say that Sotapanna has no confusion about Paramatma?
Yeah, so much is it.
Can you please translate into English?
Paramatma Satya is absolute truth, and Sotapanna Satya is conventional truth. This is not a cup, and this is not a tape recorder. That is conventional truth.
This is not a tape recorder, that's absolute truth.
This is hard.
Hard.
Hardness is a reality. So hardness is not a tape recorder. Hardness is not a cup. Hardness is hardness. That is absolute truth.
Thinking of shape and form is a reality.
Thinking is a reality.
So thought, thinking of shape and form, the moment where the thought recognizes a visual object, that's still absolute truth. I mean absolute reality. Then, if it gives it a name, it's still thinking gives the name. It's still no convention. It's still right thinking, correct thinking.
Right thinking is the thinking which arises with wholesome citta. And there are many levels of wholesome citta.
Well, it has to arise with right understanding.
Right understanding is wholesome.
Yeah. I was thinking just recognizing the object. When you say recognizing shape and form.
With attachment or with detachment?
With detachment.
No lobha, no attachment. It's kusala then.
But no, yeah, and this is still... I'm trying to see the difference between conventional truth and absolute truth. Can absolute truth be recognized with unwholesome citta also?
When it's thinking of a tape recorder,
yes.
A cup, it's conventional truth.
What is my question? Yeah, in my way of thinking.
In order to understand the difference between conventional truth and absolute truth, one has to know that what process is process of the origination of conventional truth.
I'll use another example. Typical as a thing. Red, the color red, is not a thing. So if you are looking at this carpet and you recognize it as being red, the recognition of red is not necessarily conventional.
It is.
It is conventional.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it does not appear as just visual object, a reality which can be seen. Just a reality.
But there's a later moment of thinking. Thinking is also a reality. So the thinking red, the thought red, has arisen, the concept red.
Is it not true that it's red?
It's not true that it's red in any...
Is this not red?
I don't think so.
When one takes it that this is red, that is absolute, that is conventional truth.
Yes.
But if one says that, oh, it's not red, it's green, that is not conventional truth.
Please say that again.
Is this red?
I refuse to answer that question. I think so.
True or not?
I look at this, I recognize there's a thinking process in my mind that at some point gives the name red appears, the mark red appears.
Yeah. And there is also the idea of red.
Yes, appears.
To the think, idea
thinking
of red.
Things red.
The idea of red is conventional too.
You don't give the name to the color, you give the name to the thing about the color.
The thing.
You can say red and remember red without thinking.
What I'm saying. I'm saying, I'm not confusing visual object. Visual object has already fallen away. I'm thinking red.
It's here. Still here, in this room.
It's a different, this is why I refuse to answer, because this is a different moment. I open my eyes, I see red, I close my eyes again. I don't care what is here. What is not here? The fact of the matter is, visual object has fallen away. Now, the recognition red is coming to my head now. It's a moment of thinking, which marks the shape and form of the visual object. Later, after, visual object has fallen away already. And this is the marking is another moment. And the marking says, marks it red. So is
conventional
truth. This is conventional truth.
Marking it as red.
It's conventional.
Marking it as T. Marking it as so-and-so.
It's conventional truth. Mm-hmm. And if that moment that I was marking it red, my awareness would be directed towards the thinking at that moment. That thinking red, the moment that thinking arose,
mm-hmm.
and thought red, was the moment of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The thinking is a reality, and the awareness of that reality having risen and fallen away is absolute enough.
Awareness is real. And thinking is real, so awareness can be aware of thinking in order to begin to understand that thinking is a conditioned reality which thinks. Just a moment of thinking. It can think of anything. It can think of red, it can think of carpet, it can think of a cup or a tape recorder, it can think of anything, but it's only thinking.
But is that absolute reality?
Thinking is absolute reality.
It's absolute reality.
Awareness is absolute reality. But the object of thinking is not absolute reality.
Is thinking red and thinking cup and thinking tape recorder different?
Depending on its object, whether it's the words or shape and form.
Let's say thinking of shape and form. Moment thinking about cup. It's a different cup. It's
thinking of the shape of cup.
It's different than thinking of
mm-hmm.
red.
Just cup. A word. Shape of cup. Not a word.
Moments of thinking of shape and form, they have a different quality, or they all have something the same quality?
Quality of thinking?
Yeah.
Different moments, different objects.
Different quality.
At moment of thinking of shape, it's different from moment of thinking of word. No shape in the word. No word in the shape.
thinking of shape and form of a cup today, thinking about tomorrow and again, it's a different.
Can be different shape of cup.
Different shape.
Many shapes of cup. Conditioned by other things or different? Can breath be conditioned by temperature? Food? Nutrition? Kama?
You mean the knowing of breath?
Breath itself is conditioned by different. Whether one knows or not. Whether one has intention to breathe or not. But can we call baby in the room? Is that baby? It is cannot breathe yet. Does not breathe yet. Even though there is different in what is in the world.
It's something like a whole conversation where I just couldn't grasp properly. I don't think other people were at the time either. And I really don't know how to ask the question. It's just very vague to me what it meant by it. There was something about
what we call breath is in the nostril. It arises there, so it falls there.
There was mention of it, if the nose is closed, it might arise and close the mouth, but it's not possible.
It must be the reality of the condition.
Mm-hmm.
So
in the waking life, does it change? Is it a difference? Each different condition is there. When we don't talk about that in the the breath.
The sermon of the Buddha is called Setting in Motion the Wheel of the Law. What is the law? What law?
Law of realities.
The law of realities.
The nature of realities. Seeing scenes, we cannot change seeing to hear.
The law.
The true nature of realities. different degrees of
panya. So the panya that
reality as it is.
No question. So thinking is one reality. The result is another reality. But condition is something else. What do you think?
Kamma, the intention is condition of vipaka by way of being kamma.
Condition, you are using the word like cause?
Factors.
One of many factors.
There are many realities, so there are many conditions, many factors.
Some intentions do not condition the result. Is that right? Or would condition the result verify the future and one may be enlightened before that? But not for every intention there is a result. For some intentions there are no results.
It depends on other conditions as well, not just karma alone.
Karma alone is not sufficient.
Not sufficient. It doesn't mean that when there is no eye sense, karma can condition seeing.
No, it needs other conditions. Mm-hmm. But this idea is not like Western religion where there is some account where every intention will lead to a result. You're just saying intention is a condition for a result, but it's not every intention will have a result.
There are four types of intention. Akusala intention, kusala intention, vipaka intention, and kriya intention. And there are many degrees of kusala intention and akusala intention. Intention, jetana, jetasika arises with each citta. So it arises with vipaka citta as well.
So, see,
seven jetasikas and one is intention. Intention, which arises with seeing, is conditioned by karma. Intention itself is vipaka. It just arises in order to perform its function.
Seeing conditioned by
karma,
or is intention
seeing
that goes with seeing conditioned by karma?
All are conditioned by karma.
All are conditioned. Citta is conditioned.
Citta and jetasikas, which arise together, they are vipaka dhamma, conditioned by karma. Karma does not condition only citta. Karma also conditions jetasika and rupa.
There is a difference in English between saying conditions and between saying karma conditions rupa and saying karma is a condition for rupa. That means there are other conditions as well. Conditions means necessarily brings about rather than is one condition. One is correct, but it's
Rupa, which is I sense, only I sense, is conditioned by karma.
And by Rupa?
I sense is Rupa.
Yes.
And that Rupa is conditioned by karma. Nobody can condition I sense. Temperature cannot condition I sense. Nutrition cannot condition I sense.
Must be true that the nutrition conditions I sense in a way that if the nutrition is not well, one may go blind.
So there may be I sense all around the body which nutrition conditioned. Here I sense.
Oh
here
no, no,
I
no.
Sense.
But there are other conditions as well. But one of the conditions is I thought I'm not convinced, but the other rupa conditions I sense.
The rupa which is conditioned by karma is not conditioned by citta, not conditioned by Vutu, temperature, and not conditioned by ahara, nutrition. The one which is conditioned by nutrition is not conditioned by kama, citta, vutu. The one which is conditioned by citta is not conditioned by kama, vutu, and ahara.
So when being conditioned, it is necessary and sufficient for. One condition, only one condition.
For rupa.
Yes. Karma conditions I sense. Is the only condition which is necessary for I sense to arise.
For I sense, there's only one condition. And karma is that condition. For rupa, there must be only one condition.
And karma is that condition?
Karma is condition for I sense.
I understand. Is it possible?
Can citta condition I sense? Can temperature condition I sense?
Well, before we can answer that, is it possible to explain what this means, condition? How can karma, or what does karma do to condition I sense? What is the mechanism, or what is the logic, or the relationship between some intention in the past, probably, and I sense that the line is right now? How is this?
The body of the living being has four conditions separately. The rupa which is conditioned by karma is not the one which is conditioned by citta or utu or ahara. It doesn't mean that the living being has only nutrition and temperature to be conditioned for rupa. So one has to understand what is the condition for such and such rupa. Because one knows that temperature and nutrition cannot condition living beings.
So karma is one condition.
Different from others. Can one see I sense? Can one touch I sense?
No.
No. So what is seen is not I sense, and what is touched is not I sense. But essence is arupa. It's real. It's there. It contacts visual object. No eyes arising. So one is blind because there is no condition to contact the visual object. Only eyes can contact the visual object. Can one see the essence? But yesing is real, it's there, it's a rupa which can contact sound. So that rupa is conditioned by kapha, not by nutrition or temperature. The smallest group of rupa must be 8 different kinds of rupa. Even in the smallest group, a unit of atom consists of 8 rupa, at least.
Can you tell us which of the rupas are conditioned by karma? The senses, the body, 5 or 6.
Eye sense, with solidity, the 4 primary rupas, and the color, or what you call it, visible object, and the smell, taste, and nutrition. And another special one, the Chivitindriya Rupa. That special one is conditioned by Kama. Any group which is conditioned by karma must have at least 9 instead of 8. Because there must be the Chivit Tindriya Rupa in that group which is conditioned by karma. That's why one knows that this is living body, because the body has life in it. That group which is conditioned by karma must have that Chivit Tindriya Rupa. The rupa which keeps the active life of the other rupa.
What about motion?
It's there because it's one of the 4 primary rupas.
Also conditioned by karma.
Mm-hmm. Karma, there cannot be a rupa arising alone singly. At least there must be 8 rupas in the smallest group. At least 8, sometimes more. For example, the group which is conditioned by karma has at least 9. But for the group of I sense, there are 10 rupas together. The 8 indivisible rupas and the Chivit Tindriya and I sense. So, 10 together.
What are the 8?
The 4 primary and the visual object, smell, taste, and nutrition. Is there nutrition here?
The cockroach has some nutrition everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Each group. Wherever there is solidity, there is nutrition.
But if awareness is aware of a rupa, it's not aware of
one characteristic.
One rupa?
One characteristic.
One characteristic.
It doesn't mean that there is no solidity when smell appears, but smell can appear to the nose consciousness. Hardness cannot appear to nose consciousness, but hardness is there when there is smell, there must be hardness. Temperature cannot condition it, citta cannot condition it, and nutrition cannot condition it. So what conditions it? Can it arise at one's will? The rupa which is conditioned by karma like I sense. Since there are 3 Paramattha Dhamma, there must be one which conditions, and that one is karma. natural law. By developing right understanding. When it's right understanding, it's not doubt anymore.
Natural law is not the same as reality. Reality appears one at a time. Cause and effect is an explanation, it's not a reality.
If there is no reality, can there be any law?
Reality.
And when there is reality, can there be no law?